Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
In this episode, we discuss two more times of exhibition where the NFL squads traveled to O Canada, and the very first time post-merger where an AFL and an NFL team met as opponents. We have this and more birthdays of Hall of Famers coming up in just a moment. This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. This is your host, Darren Hayes, and we are podcasting from America's North Shore, bringing you the memories of the gridiron, one day at a time. So in taking the snap from the sportshistorynetwork.com and handing off to pigskindispatch.com, let's go no huddle through today's football history headlines.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, and welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history, and to the Sports History Network, where your headquarters of sports yesteryear is running strong here on PigskinDispatch.com. We have 22 great podcasts over SportsHistoryNetwork.com. We hope you'll join and check them all out because they are telling about great sports history everywhere. But today, we are going to talk about football history here because, after all, we are the Pigskin Dispatch, covering all the aspects of the pigskin history, and today's coverage is on August 5th. That's our topic du jour, and we're going to start off August 5th, 1959, an exhibition game between the NFL's Chicago Cardinals as they defeated the CFL's Toronto Argonauts 55-26 at Toronto's CNE Stadium. August 5th, 1961, the Chicago Bears played an exhibition preseason tilt with the Montreal Alouettes of the CFL at Molson Stadium in Montreal, Quebec. The Bears won the game 34-16. 5 years later, August 5th, 1966, the Chicago College All-Star Game is played at Soldier Field in Chi-Town as the Green Bay Packers, champions of the NFL, in front of 72,000 fans, blank the All-Stars of College 38-0. The Most Valuable Player Award, which is given to the college players' team, happened to be Gary Lane, the quarterback from the University of Missouri. What a game he had. 1967 on August 5th, the very first exhibition game after the AFL-NFL merger took place, as the Denver Broncos of the AFL, they stunned the Detroit Lions of the NFL 13-7 at the University of Denver Stadium. And in August 5th, 1978, at Mexico's Olympic Stadium, that was the venue for the NFL preseason exhibition where the New Orleans Saints defeated the Philadelphia Eagles 14-7 in front of a large Mexico City crowd that just cheered on those great NFL games. It has some really good battles down in when the NFL goes down south of the border, and those fans down there just love the NFL. August 5th, 1996, in an exhibition game in Monterrey, Mexico, the Kansas City Chiefs routed the Dallas Cowboys by the score of 32-6. Just another one for Mexico. They told you they love it, and that's a great day to go down there. 2006 of August 5th, the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, officially inducted Reggie White, Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, Harry Carson, Rayfield Wright, and John Madden at the Hall's annual ceremony of receiving the gold jacket. We'll be heading down to the Pro Football Hall of Fame for coverage of this 2020 and 2021 class going in down in Canton, Ohio. So we're going to have some great coverage on PigskinDispatch.com. We hope that you'll tune in and check out all those great Hall of Famers going in this year. Quite a bit of them, because we have 2 years worth to enjoy, and we will try to get you the best coverage that we can while we're down there. So check those up on some future episodes and blog posts of the Pigskin Dispatch on PigskinDispatch.com. Now let's take a few moments to listen to one of our sponsors of the Sports History Network. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings your sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog and for gallery prints and gift items. Plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Wow, Row One brand, I'm telling you, great stuff they have there. And just check out that great photo we have of the wall art for today's August 5th post. We're trying to post those up each and every day of something different. We have an all-star, college all-star game poster up there that's from an actual program, I believe. And you can take a look at that. It looks really good on a wall, hanging on a wall. Think about getting one for myself. Now let's go to our August 5th birthdays of Hall of Famers. In 1940 on August 5th, Roman Gabriel. He was a quarterback from North Carolina State that in 1989 was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. He landed in the National Football League with the Los Angeles Rams, where he played for 11 years before moving on to Philadelphia to play for the Eagles for another 5 seasons after that. And he was the first Filipino-American in the NFL to play the position of quarterback. August 5th, 1946, Gary Beben. He was the quarterback from UCLA that won the coveted Heisman Trophy in 1967, edging out O.J. Simpson by the narrowest of margin, as well as a Maxwell Award for being the best all-around college football player that season. Also received awards for academic accomplishments of being a great student as well. Well done. Mr. Beben entered into the College Football Hall of Fame in the induction class of 1989. He played professionally for the NFL for the Los Angeles Rams, Washington Redskins, and the Denver Broncos. August 5th, 1952, Freddie Scott from Amherst College in Amherst, Massachusetts, was a wide receiver that earned a place in the College Football Hall of Fame induction class of 2001. He also had a great 10-year career in the NFL, where he saw action with the Baltimore Colts and the Detroit Lions. Mr. Scott scored 18 of his 20 NFL career touchdowns with the Lions, and interestingly enough, his son Freddie Scott II also played in the NFL for the Lions and Colts from 1996 to 1998. Wow, how weird is that? The father played for two teams in the NFL, and you know, that's miraculous enough. But then his son comes in and plays for the exact two same teams that his father played for, you know, almost 20 some years later. That's truly amazing. August 5th, 1987, Lake Butler, Florida, the shifty running back from Clemson, C.J. Spiller. He was inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame by the National Football Foundation voters in the year 2021. So those are some great names that we have for the August 5th birthdays of Hall of Famers, some great events that took place. We thank you so much for joining us here today. We couldn't do it without you, our listeners. Now make sure you send us some feedback. We've had many of you writing in to us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com. We appreciate those emails and the correspondence and telling us what you like, what you don't. Have it, any questions? And we try to answer any of those that you may have. Please do so. We answer each and every email that is sent to us. I personally answer them myself. So you'll get an email back from Darren Hayes, and like to have you out there, and we enjoy you all as our football friends, and we're all here to help each other out and to preserve that great football history. So why not do it all together? And we appreciate you also looking at sportshistorynetwork.com. like we said, we have 20 some odd podcasters on there. When I say odd, I mean there's some odd guys. Look at this guy you're talking to right now, but some great podcasts, so seriously, on sports history that'll keep you entertained. It's all family friendly, and you'll learn a lot and have a lot of fun with it and learn as much about the sport that you like the most and maybe some that you never even heard of. Oz Davis has some really odd ones on there, as well as the World of Sport podcast. They have some great insight in teaching you about sports maybe that don't exist anymore or from another country or another corner of the world that you don't know about. But they do a great job of telling the history of that those sports as well, and we appreciate that. So if you want to talk about football, go to pigskindispatch.com. That is our home website. All of our blog posts, all of our podcasts, all of our videos that are on YouTube are stationed right there in one place, and we have that powerful URL to go search engine right on the front page of Pigskin Dispatch. So anything you want to know in the realm of football, you should be able to type it in there and something will pop up that'll give you some information that you're looking for. And we're building that database every single day. We hope you enjoy it. We hope it is a great tool for you to use because it is extremely powerful and very enlightening. So once again, thanks for joining us. Until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.